Welcome to Chatabout. Today, we check back in with Lee Furseth, the executive director of the Headwaters Science Center. They've got a fun event coming up at Itasca State Park, September 24th. He's got all the details and a bunch of new stuff coming right to the center. We'll find out what's coming up after Labor Day at the Headwaters Science Center. Chatabout today is sponsored by First National Bank Bemidji and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Lee Furseth is coming up. We've got Lee back. Lee Furseth from the Headwaters Science Center. Welcome back to Chatabout.
Thank you very much for having me over.
Well, you got a cool thing coming up here in the next month that you want to talk about. We're going out on the water.
Yeah, this is a really wonderful event. It is called the Discovery Cruise. That fits well with a science center. And we're going to take a group of people and we're going over to Itasca State Park.
Okay. And obviously, you're going to be on the water.
It is a special 2-hour cruise. So our guests, our ticket holders, they are going to have a special trip. So even if you have ever been on this boat, I wonder if it's called a boat. It's too big to be called a boat. But anyway, if you've ever been on it, this is a special cruise. It's 2 hours long and they're going to take us to places that, well, no one's ever been before.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we going to discover, or is it all a secret?
Well, we really do want to celebrate the colors. They should be pretty cool. This whole event is on Sunday, September 24th. Colors should be pretty vivid then. And we're going to talk about some things that happen in the fall at Lake Itasca and everywhere else surrounding that area. So people from Bemidji are going to get to have an experience about all of that. So that's what's happening. A specialized cruise off on Lake Itasca.
And your staff will be teaching us stuff.
The staff will certainly be involved, but we have some board members too. And okay. We have some people with science backgrounds, so we're going to talk about some science topics while we're there. Of course, it's not all about just science. Yes, lunch is included. So along with the ticket, you get to have a lunch. It's being catered by the Leach Brothers, Bar 209. And that ticket gets you lunch, plus the cruise, plus some other things that we're going to include.
Okay, and that's all happening on Sunday, September 24th, and gets rolling at what time?
11 a.m. it launches, right? So you wouldn't want to be dashing towards the boat right at 11. So okay. We're going to all be there earlier than that. We'll all get on the boat, and then for 2 hours, we're having lunch, doing some science, experiencing that entire part, yeah.
So you get the cruise, you get the lunch, you get some cool science stuff, all for what?
It's $100 a ticket, so we have the tickets that are on sale right now, and so you can get a ticket, and we want to make sure that everybody who wants to gets a ticket, but it is limited to 100 people on the boat. We already have sold some tickets because we have some wonderful sponsors, and with sponsoring, that includes tickets, so we've already sold a variety of tickets.
Okay, and how many people can we get on the boat?
100.
Okay.
So if you're this person holding back and you're going, oh, I think I'll be the 101st person, sorry, that one was not going to get on the boat. So it's 100 people that are on the boat.
All right. And do you know how many tickets have been sold so far?
Well, I'm just going to guess. I wish I did know that number exactly. I think we're up to 25. So I think there's 75 tickets that are still left for those people interested in going on this adventure cruise.
And I'm assuming we come to the Science Center or call the Science Center to get those tickets?
Yeah, it's go to our website is the very best way to get to a ticket because it's right there on the first page you'll get to, and you'll see how to order them exactly. Now, for all those people that go, that's not the way I like to buy tickets, yes, you can call the Science Center, and then we'll help you with that entire process.
Okay.
Or you could walk in. That works, too. But all of those things, get yourself a ticket.
So Headwaters Science Center, what is the website?
HSC Bemidji is our website.
So. HSCBemidji.org. HSCBemidji.org. Best way to get the tickets for the Discovery Cruise. Again, that's Sunday the 24th, 11 a.m., $100 per person. And Itasca State Park. I mean, I think most people around here have been to Itasca State Park at least once. It's just a wonderful place.
It should be just a wonderful day, and I'm very happy that we're doing this late September. Like I say, the colors should be vivid. You know, if you don't mind, I'm going to mention these sponsors, because the way a science center can pull this off is if it's underwritten, and our sponsors came forward with enough support so we could go ahead and do this event. So Paul Bunyan Communication, First National Bank, Paul Bunyan Broadcasting, Sanford is involved with all of that, Bemidji Brewing, Hills Greenhouse is one of our sponsors, Iverson Corner Drug, the Dairy Queen, West Fraser, and the Bemidji Elks Club. Those are all sponsors for the Discovery Cruise.
And as you noted, 209 also with food.
Yes, exactly, and that's our caterers.
Have you ever eaten there? It's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Exactly.
All right, what else is going on at the Science Center?
Well, I really want all of your listeners to know that we close on Tuesday after Labor Day. Okay. This is an annual event. We close for 4 days, and we do a number of things so that we can reopen. This is an annual thing we do, and each year we line up a bunch of projects so that when we reopen the following Saturday, it's pretty exciting to walk in the door, and this year we'll have that too. So we're closed September 5th, and then right through Friday, September 8th. That's next week. We close right after Labor Day.
And then you're going to have a whole bunch of stuff to tell us about?
Yeah, we reopen on Saturday morning.
Talking science with the Executive Director of the Headwater Science Center, Lee Furseth. And so let's get the preview. What's going to be coming to the Science Center?
All right. So for a listener that heard you and I talking a month ago, I had brought along James Owens because he's our Director of Exhibit Creation. And James has been working ever since then because there's a creature called an axolotl. And an axolotl will be on our floor on September 9th. We're going to open. In fact, there's two of them now. We own two axolotls. That exhibit's been kept in the back room, just kind of waiting for the day it's going to appear on our floor. And we've chosen September 9th. That's the Saturday after we're closed for 4 days, because we want to create a situation where it'll both be exciting for guests and visitors and really good for axolotls.
Okay. What is that?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I'd never heard of an axolotl until James started talking about him. So it's this very unusual animal that is a salamander that never got to grow up. It's kind of the Peter Pan effect, right? Never grow up. He's caught in a juvenile stage. So we have two axolotls that stop growing up just before they would get to adulthood. So they're caught in a juvenile stage. Well, that means that this axolotl lives in the water and still uses its gills. So its lungs aren't fully developed at that time, and they just keep living right in the water. And so that's what this exhibit will show, is that an axolotl who, there it is, it has legs, it has claws, it has its tail, and then it has gills. So it didn't make it to salamander stage.
Okay. Got it. So that's starting. Anything else that we want to check out?
Well, we're going to go across our entire Science Center and make it wonderfully clean and all those things. It's kind of our annual cleaning date. But we also have an exhibit called The Pipes of Pan, and it's a wonderful exhibit. Julie Bankston's been on this chat about a few times with me, and Julie is a wonderful, wonderful person who created this exhibit about, I don't know how many years ago, but Julie was really the dream child. We just want to expand it because a pipes of pan plays musical notes. Well, wouldn't it be great to have more notes?
Yes.
We're adding notes to the pipes of pan so that you can play a larger variety of music and all that kind of stuff. And pipes of pan is scheduled to be done by September 9th. So we're going to do that as well. We're going to have that one ready. Then the following Monday, we're going to introduce a new exhibit called Hot Lizards, Cool Trout. That exhibit will go onto the floor without any animals yet. And James could tell you all about this because James knows so much about animals, knows so much about aquariums, that the first thing you want to do is have your aquarium ready. So we're going to get the entire exhibit out onto the floor minus the animals. And that's what's happening on Monday, September 11th, is that exhibit will appear on our floor.
Okay.
So we're going to spend 4 days working away at getting these three exhibits onto the floor, plus the other stuff we do to have our Science Center ready. Yeah, we reopen on September 9th.
Okay. Now, it changes quite a bit after Labor Day because school's back in session. Kids are tied up until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So what goes on in the Science Center on an average day once schools are back in session?
Well, we do something called STEAM Club. So STEAM Club, that's an acronym, is an opportunity for kids to come after school and get more science. That's what it is. So we have STEAM Club on Monday and Tuesday after school, and we're taking registrations for that right now. We also run a version of STEAM Club Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We do this in cooperation with the Boys and Girls Club. So we also have STEAM Club, but it's for Boys and Girls Club members who come down Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
We're also going to, for the very first time that I know of, we're going to open up an evening STEAM Club.
Oh.
That's going to be on Monday nights. So we're going to close at 5 on Mondays, reopen at 6 for, we call it advanced because it's for older kids. It's for middle school age kids, 6th through 8th graders, who can come to the Science Center in the evening. All of that is by registration. So all of your listeners or moms and dads who want to register their kids for these programs, they're going to have to give us a call or go to our website. Again, the website is probably the best place to go because you can register right there, but you can find out all the information you need. So, after we're closed for 4 days, the 5th through the 8th, we always close for those days because we know there's one thing on the minds of parents.
Yeah.
Back to school.
Yes.
We don't even want to compete with that. We don't even want people thinking about the Science Center during those 4 days. So we just say, we'll be closed those days. But when we reopen on the 11th, we're now going to start preparing for STEAM Club. It starts the following Monday. I think that's the 18th. So we're taking registrations for STEAM Club. It's an after-school activity.
And what is there a fee for the STEAM Club?
There is. Membership always reduces the price.
Yes.
So you want to think about a membership because by the time you're done buying the membership and then you enroll your kid in STEAM Club, well, membership didn't cost you very much. So you're going to want to do that. But there is a cost to that. It's on our website. You can go and see what the cost is. Register your school-age child.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Wow. So Once those 4 days are up, you're rolling. You're rolling fast.
Yeah, it's really fun to do this transition, Kev. What we experience for June, July, August is really fun because tourists come to the Science Center, and we'll have people not just from other cities in Minnesota. They come from all over. I'm not exaggerating when I say all over the world. They do. They come to the Science Center from all kinds of places, and that really, really ramps way up for June, July, August. And then the last week of August, oh, I can't believe it. It's the last week of August right now.
Yeah.
Then it just switches over. And most of the tourists, we still get tourists in the other 9 months of the year, but we switch over to the locals. And the locals come back to the Science Center starting in the month of September. So that's the change that's happening right now.
Okay. Wow. So I think I probably asked you this a month ago or two, but how long have you been the executive director?
Just over 4 years. Okay. I've just completed my 4th year.
So you went in with probably some preconceived notions about what a Science Center was and what your role was going to be. What surprised you the most? What's the thing that you said, oh, I didn't expect this? Because that happens with everybody in every job, right?
Yeah. What really has surprised me is how much fun it is, because for those who know me, they know that I was in public education for 37 years, 20 of that as a school principal. And while I absolutely loved all of that, that was a great career, I landed in a place that's really, really fun. Maybe the thing that's the most fun about working at the Science Center is that when a guest walks through the door, whether it's an adult or a child, they are coming there to have fun. So that's their goal. And of course, they want to learn.
Sure.
They're there to do that too, but they really want it to be fun. And when you just join them on that journey, it's an awful lot of fun for a staff person. So, Kev, I get on the floor as much as I possibly can and join them in that journey of... Yeah, I spend a couple of hours. I try to every day, but I spend a couple of hours being on the floor, visiting with guests and visitors. So when I mentioned, oh, we've got people from all over the world, we had a family from Germany. Kev, it was so much fun because after I realized that their first language was German, I would speak to them in English, and it was fun to listen to them speak to each other in German. So I would always pause where they talked back and forth in German, and then we'd move to the next exhibit, and I'd explain it in English. I don't know how to speak German.
Yeah.
And then they would talk about it. That's the kind of fun thing I get to do at the Science Center, yeah.
And just knowing you as I do, I'm guessing you're a guy who still loves to learn, and so this is probably just fertile soil for you.
It's absolutely fertile soil. I will tell you, I was a general educator, right? Which means general educators, especially if they're in elementary school, yep, they know science, but they have to know everything else. So they don't dig deep into science. And right. So I had been away from it for a while, especially during my principal years. So I got to go back, learn lots of science. That's been really, really fun.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before we wrap it up, let's give one more plug to the Discovery Cruise. It's coming up in September, and it's September. So
yeah, about 1 month from today. Again, it's Sunday, September 24th. We're going to take a group of people off on a cruise on Itasca State Park. Itasca, let's see, name of the lake? Itasca Lake.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, I've been on that boat. It's fun cruise to take. Plus, you're going to do some science stuff. Plus, you're going to have lunch. Plus, you're going to do other stuff at the park, too.
Yeah. Okay. All of those things.
Tickets are available on the website or at the Science Center, $100 a piece. Only 100 tickets. So if you think this sounds like a good deal, you better act.
Yeah, I would encourage guests and visitors. Give us a call.
Okay. Lee, anything else before we wrap it up?
No, I really appreciate being here. It's very fun to be on Chatterbox.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Lee Furseth is the Executive Director of the Headwater Science Center. Pretty fun place in its own right. Lee, thanks for being here today.
Glad to be here.
Chatterbox today has been sponsored by First National Bank Bemidji and the Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji. Coming up next week on Chatabout, after a day off for Labor Day, we'll talk County Board and City of Bemidji City Council. We've got a preview of the next Bemidji Community Theater play coming up, and United Way Trap Tournament, Coats for the Community and Women United have a bunch of stuff going on. So yes, Danae will be in as well. It's all coming up next week on Chatabout. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for taking the time today and joining us.